Welcome to r/maliciouscompliance, where OP shows off his juicy butt. Our next Reddit post is from Nelby. So, about 10 years ago, I became a certified nurse's aide and worked in assisted living. In many of these types of buildings, corporate doesn't want to have a nursing home vibe, so they make their nurses wear business casual clothes. The place where I worked required us to wear a collared shirt and khakis or black pants. Now, I'm a 6'3" male, on the skinnier side, and I've been told that my legs are so long, it looks like I'm walking on stilts. That being said, finding khakis isn't easy, and I usually need to custom order them, which can be pricey. Also, I'd like to note that this building had hard carpet everywhere, and I would end up kneeling down to help tie shoes or do things while helping out my residents. And I ended up blowing out the knees of my khakis often. On to the malicious compliance. One day, management says that we were allowed to wear appropriate yoga pants that were black or khaki colored with no reason given. This does nothing to help me with my holy khaki situation, and since I was making 12 bucks an hour, custom ordered pants were very expensive to me. So I decided I was going to buy black and khaki scrub pants because they were cheaper and more durable. I wear them for about a week with no issue, when management calls me in and states the policy is no scrub pants, and I would be written up if I do it again. I tried to explain the financial situation, that each pair of khakis were costing me more than a day's wage, and the knees would wear out quickly. They responded with, "Tough cookies, no scrubs." I then grabbed the flyer they posted about yoga pants and start to make the case that if women are allowed to wear yoga pants, which are much cheaper, I should be able to wear scrubs. Again, they say, "No, it's not the same." At this point, I look down and see the wording on the flyer is, "As a thank you for your hard work, management has decided to allow all nursing staff to wear appropriate yoga pants if they would like. No gender noted, just that they must be black or khaki and not low cut." Cue the malicious compliance. I go home and tell my girlfriend about this and ask her for a pair of her black yoga pants. Just an FYI, she was barely 5'3", and when I tried them on, they barely went past my knees. They covered my butt though, so they worked. The next day, I walked into work proudly sporting the high water yoga pants with my hairy calves, stilt-like legs, and black, juicy lettering on my butt. I made sure to tuck in my shirt so everyone could revel in my glorious bony butt. 1 hour into my shift when management gets there, I get instantly called into the office with my boss and HR. "OP, what are you doing? You're not wearing the correct uniform and we'll need to send you home now." I grab the flyer and point out that nowhere did they say that this was only for women to wear, and they also don't say anything about length on it. I then say that they're the appropriate height, put my hands on my hips, do a 180 to show off, and smile at them looking over my shoulder.
"That's not the point, OP. You know what we meant."
HR says, "Actually, that is the point. He's right. You did say nursing staff could wear these, and they fit the criteria that you put in place."
The boss has a wicked scowl on his face knowing that she got beat, but then pauses and laughs. "Okay, fine, wear your scrubs, just no more yoga pants. I've already heard the female residents talking about your juicy butt more than I'd like. Go home and change." For a long time, I got teased by a bunch of 85-year-old women about when I was going to be showing off my juicy butt and legs again, but at least I got to wear scrubs. OP, based on the malicious compliance here, it seems like you won this story, but the real winners is the 85-year-old women. I bet their hearts haven't raced like that over a juicy man butt in decades.
"Excuse me, OP, I'm ready for my sponge bath."
Our next Reddit post comes from Structure Subject, and the title is, "Keep an eye on the Indian guy because you're a racist. Okay, enjoy your brown grandchildren," and I am so excited for this story. When I lost my part-time job due to COVID, a good friend, Kate, helped me get hired at an after-school learning center that her dad owns. She did warn me, though, that her dad was unapologetically racist. I'll call her dad Owner. Anyway, Owner and manager loved me as an employee. At the 2020 Christmas party hosted at the owner's house, I got offered the role of assistant manager. We chatted for a while after, and the owner and I briefly bonded over our dislike of corrupt establishment politicians. Personally, I prefer progressives, but I didn't disclose that part.
I think he came out of that conversation with the incorrect assumption that I shared his political and social views, and his racist tendencies immediately got less subtle. In January, the manager hired a new employee to fill in for the role that I left. The new guy was a very dark-skinned Indian man around my and Kate's age, 24 at the time. On this guy's first day, the owner was visiting. Right before the students start arriving, the owner pulled me aside and asked me to keep an eye on the new employee. I don't remember the exact wording that followed, but basically, without saying anything directly, the owner implied that he suspected the new employee would steal something or do something to the kids. Despite not saying the actual words, his intentions were clear, and it was the most overt racism that he had displayed so far. But rather than say something in the heat of the moment, I decided to just maliciously comply. So I kept an eye on the new employee ever since, watching him to make sure he succeeds. I made sure that he had all the support he needed. I shielded him from the owner's racism as much as I could. I invited him to grab drinks after work a few times, and we ended up becoming really good friends. And last month, when I told owner that I had to leave at the end of this year, I knew no one else was interested in my position as assistant director, so I got most of the staff to endorse him as my replacement. I'm now training him to take over for me. He's doing so well today that I was just able to sit around and write this post. But my favorite part in all of this is that at last year's Christmas party, I introduced the new employee to Kate. They clicked like no other couple I've ever seen and have now been dating for almost a year. The new employee proposed to Kate at Thanksgiving and she said yes, and I know they're definitely trying for kids real soon. The owner knows they're engaged, but he didn't come in on Monday like he usually does, and we haven't heard from him, so I don't know how he's taking it. Anyways, I can't wait for this year's Christmas party. Ah, this top comment from Space Age Potato Cakes. The owner was right. The new employee did steal something. His daughter's heart. As a guy in an interracial marriage with a mixed-race baby, seeing other people make beautiful mixed-race babies while in the process infuriating racist people warms my heart. Our next Reddit post is from Immediate Bend. I worked in a cafeteria on campus at my university. It was wonderful because I could take shifts around lectures and didn't lose time traveling. My manager used to sit in her office on the phone or just disappear for long periods of time. I didn't mind because I liked my other coworkers and she left us alone to do our thing. I always volunteered to do the closing shift because my owner let me take home all the leftover food. It basically kept me and my housemates alive, and we were very grateful. The problem was, on a 5-hour or longer shift, you had to take a 30-minute break. I'd always ask when my break was, but she'd always say, "Later, we're too busy." I'd usually end up just working the whole 5 hours. I didn't mind, until I realized that she was only paying me for 4.5 hours. I asked her about it, and she said that if I didn't take my breaks, that wasn't her problem. Cue malicious compliance. My next closing shift was 4.5 hours of opening hours and finished 30 minutes after closing. Everyone else left at 7, and I stayed back by myself to clean everything in 30 minutes. It was a big job, but I had it down pat. The entire shift, I kept asking her if I could take my break, and she kept saying no. So at 7, I took my apron off and walked out, saying that I'll be taking my break now since we were too busy before. I sat in the cafeteria and watched her clean that entire place. It took her well over an hour. The next day, she had a break schedule up. OP, again, I love the malicious compliance in these stories. It's petty, it's revenge, I love it. But your boss is literally stealing money from you. This is wage theft, it's illegal, you should do something about that. Our next Reddit post is from Satan's Daddy Uwu. My current job is a simple one, and it's nice because it's work from home. I receive documents to digitally file, upload said documents, and repeat. The expected productivity, according to my boss, is laughably easy to achieve. However, other people on my team seem to only be able to complete what's expected. Anyways, every day I achieve above average uploads. Like I said, it's super easy for me. I don't really work too hard, and generally, I can complete my whole workload accurately within a max of like 4 hours every day. This leaves a lot of time to myself. I always stay by my computer, however, in case my boss or a coworker needs help with other things. Just this past week, however, I've been reprimanded for productivity issues. Basically being told that I need to be doing something at all times and that these time gaps in my work is not acceptable. This comes after me having worked this way for the past 10 months, by the way. So my boss demands that when I'm clocked in, my upload records must always show that I've recently done something and that there can't be a gap in uploads longer than 10 minutes unless I'm clocked out. Basically demanding that I do more work for the same amount of pay. Well, my solution is to set a timer that goes off on my phone every 3.5 minutes telling me to complete one upload. So now, I do the exact same amount of work over the course of 8 hours instead of 4. Don't want to pay me more for doing 3 times as much work as my coworkers? Then I'm not putting in the effort. It's silly to think that I would. The very first thought that crossed my mind is that you can probably set up some kind of program or really simple script that automatically uploads a file every X amount of minutes that you set, and sure enough, the top comment of the post is, you can probably rig up a scheduler to upload your files for you. Do the work in 4 hours, set it up to load one file every 3 minutes, and a few random seconds for the next 4 hours. Our next Reddit post is from Phantom Michaelis. I recently moved to a new state and got a new job managing an office in a medical field. Every morning, one of my responsibilities is emailing a list of patients by the type of appointment they had and the details of their appointment. This is called an encounter. I have to send this email to the records person. I separate documents by type of appointment and attach the files to a single email with a date. Since I've worked in records before, sorting by date and having subcategories for type was easiest for me, and this is the way the new place trained me to do it. After about 2 weeks of doing it the way that I was taught to do it, and the way that I thought was easiest, I got a very abrupt, passive-aggressive email in response. Send each encounter in an individual email. Thanks. Signed, Angry Records Person. I tried to reach out for clarification. Do they want an entire list of one appointment type in an individual email? How the heck do you want this done? Just tell me. They didn't answer my question, so I just continued to send emails the way that I was taught. Another week goes by, and I get another passive-aggressive email.
Per my last email, send encounters each in individual emails.
No please, thank you, or response to my questions at all. So I maliciously complied. It took about 2 extra hours of my time. But I did as she asked, and painstakingly sent each encounter in a separate email. One single encounter per email. That equaled about 60 emails back to back to back instead of one nicely laid out email sorted by type. After 2 days of this, I quickly got,
please stop, you're cluttering my email. You may send me one email with the encounter types attached. Thanks, Angry Records Person.
Yeah, I thought so. I continued to send the emails how I was trained, and I haven't had a problem since. Our next Reddit post is from OK Present. I was working in a metal fabrication shop, and we were repairing a bunch of parts that came off the robot. Basically, there was quite a bit of work that went into each part, but there was about 12 feet of weld that the robot couldn't do that we had to do by hand. Also, they had to pass ultrasonic testing. So during my shift, I was completing 10 units, while the guy I was working with would finish 2 units. One Friday, the foreman came over and asked the other guy if he wanted to work Saturdays, but not me. I asked if he could use my help too, and he said, no, I'd rather have guys working Saturday that can pass their ultrasound tests 100% of the time. I pointed out that not only did I do 5 times the work that he did, but I passed about 99% of the time. At most, I would fail 1 inch of weld, and I'd have it repaired and passed before the end of the shift. This still wasn't good enough, and he basically told me that it doesn't matter since I'm still failing. So, come Monday, I only started finishing 2 parts a day, and I got my passing rate up to 100%.
The foreman comes over frantically in the middle of the week trying to find out why my productivity has decreased so dramatically. And I said, sorry, boss, I'm trying to work on my pass rate.
His face got so effing red, it was hard to keep a straight face. But I started getting work on Saturday after that.
God, it frustrates me to no end how people can be so stupid as business managers. It's your money and you're just throwing it away with stupid decisions. Their most productive worker. They just punished their most productive worker and gave overtime to their least productive worker, Why not reward the most productive worker? It's idiotic.
Okay, so across my YouTube channels, I've hired a lot of editors over the years. And like, as you would expect, when you hire a new editor, they're not that great at the beginning because they've got to learn your process. They've got to learn like what you like, what you don't like. So they're kind of slow. So hypothetically, let's say that when I first hire an editor, it takes them like 4 hours a day to do the work. But then after like a week or so, they get better and they knock that 4 hours of work down to about 3 hours. So they do the same amount of work in 3 hours because they've gotten better at the job, naturally. And inevitably, when this happens, the editor always comes to me and is like, hey, so I'm doing my work faster. Can we like readjust the pricing? And the corporate response would be, no, I'm not going to pay you extra for less work. That's idiotic. But you know what would happen if I did that? If I said that to my editor? Well, then obviously he would suddenly slow down his work and he would do the 3 hours of work across 4 hours. And he might even be incentivized because now he's pissed off to say, oh, well, actually, it took 4.5 hours this time, so you better pay me for the extra half hour. No, the logical thing to do is say, good job. You are so good at this work. So now, instead of paying you, you know, hypothetically, $100 for this 4 hours of work, I will pay you $100 for 3 hours of work. So they're happy because they're making the same amount of money in less time. But also, if I ever give them more work, then technically this counts as a raise. So that extra work means a higher rate of pay. So they're like doubly happy. And I'm happy too, because now I'm getting my edits back faster than I was before. So like, I don't understand why people do this. Why punish your best employee, which encourages them to work less, which means you just have to pay them more in the end anyways.
That was r/malicious compliance. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.